We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Gimel. In our versions, it's page 402, the left-hand column, about two-thirds way down the page, where it begins with the words, V'zeh Bechinas Ve'enei Leo Rakois. Rav Nosson Zal is discussing the topic of crying and tears. And now he says, V'zeh b'chinas ve'enei leo rakois. Based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand what the Torah tells us, that when Yaakov Avinu met Rachel and Leah, Rachel seemed much more attractive, Leah less attractive because her eyes were swollen. Shehoisa boicha sheloi tipoil b'chelkoi shel Esav. She was crying constantly that she should not become part of, she should not fall into Esav's hands. It's brought that they had Ruach HaKodesh, and they knew that Yitzchak Avinu had two sons, and Lavan had two daughters, and the older one was supposed, the older daughter was supposed to go to the older son, Leah was supposed to marry Esav, and Yaakov Avinu was supposed to marry Yaakov, Lahavdil. And Leah was mispalil. She cried to Hashem, begging Hashem that she should not end up marrying Esav. K'moy Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Boicha Daika. Look what she was doing. She was crying. Kimach ma she'ikar yenikosoy shel Esav, whom bebechinas ha-sheker, because of the fact that Esav's main source, where he draws his power from, is Sheker, Shehu Bechinas Demois Kanal, which is associated with tears, as we mentioned earlier, because tears do not allow the eyes to see honestly. The eyes, when they're clear, they can see the truth. And when a person's vision is blurred, like by crying, they can't see the truth. Alkein hoysa boicha daiko, that's why, what did Leah do? She cried that she should not be part of Esav, but rather she should be zecher to become part of Yaakov Avinu, shemidosoi emes, whose midah is emes, k'may shekosuv titein emes liyaakov. V'alidei d'mois elu, nichlalu ha'd'mois be'emes. And through these kind of tears, by her crying these kosher tears, these rightful tears, she was zeicha that her tears plugged into emes. V'nizbatlu koyach hadmoy shel Esav. And the tears of Esav became powerless. Shehim b'china sheker. His tears represent sheker. She'achizosoi achar habriya. Whereby his connection is after creation. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, what does Esav cry about? Ki Esav kol b'chiyosoi al taivasoi lam hazeh. Because Esav and his people, their whole crying is about this materialistic world. Sheroitza lekabel habrocha boilam hazeh. He's looking to receive the bracha, the blessing in this world. That he should be able to satisfy all of his heart's desires. He's not interested in plugging into Hashem at all, whatsoever. Therefore, those tears are referred to as sheker, which is plugged into this physical world, the materialistic world, bebechinas achar abriya. Aval dmois shel Yisrael, whereas the tears that the good Jews cry, shehem bechinas dmois shel Leah, which are like the tears of Leah, who rak liskarev l'Hashem Yisborach. What a real good Jew cries about is wanting to come close to Hashem, sheloi lipoil chas v'shalom b'chelkoi shel Esav, that Hashem should help us avoid falling into the lot of Esav. Shehu has sitra achra biatzmoi, who represents the forces of evil. Ki kol echot mi Yisrael, because every single Jew, mi sheroitze lochus al atzmoi beemes, a person who really cares about themselves, ulehistakel al tachlisoi hanitzchi, and a person who's looking at their future, at their real future, their eternal future, Tzorich livkois harbe moid. Such a person has to cry a lot. Shelo yipoil chas v'shalom bechelkoi shel Esav. That Hashem should help them not fall into Esav's portion. Shehu hayetzahara. Esav represents the evil inclination. Ki leo meramezes al kneses Yisrael. Because leo imenu represents the entire klal Yisrael. Shetzrichen livkois me'oid me'oid. Who need to cry a lot, kenachal shoytef, like a stream that flows. Shaloi lipoil bechelkoi shel Esav, that Hashem should save us from falling into the path of Esav Arosha, shehu hayitzahara chas v'shalom, who is the evil inclination. Umi sheroye shehabaldovar mizgabar olav yoyser, and a Jew who sees or who feels that the Yetzahara is really working on them. Ukvar nitpas harbe. And he knows that he's already been trapped many times. He's already fallen many times into the tricks of the Yetzahara. Vahu bisakono gedoilo b'chol eis. And he's always in danger of falling again, falling into the path of the Yetzahara. Hu tzorich livkois yoyser v'yoyser. Such a Jew needs to cry a lot, a lot. K'moy Leah imenu, just like Leah, shehoisa boicha kol kach lefnei Hashem Yisborach, who cried so much before Hashem, sheloi lipoil bechelkoi shel Esav, that she should be zeicha not to become part of Esav's camp, to be saved from marrying him. Ad shehoyu eineho rakois, to the point where her eyes were swollen from crying. V'zochso lifoil bakoshoso alidei b'chiyoso ho'atzuma moid. And she succeeded in getting Hashem to fulfill her request through her major, major crying that she did. K'moikein, and so too, kol echod mi'Yisrael, every single Jew, im yivke be'emes lefnei Hashem Yisborach kama v'kama pamim b'lishir, if the person will cry a lot to Hashem, begging Hashem to save them from falling into the Yetzahara, falling into the tricks of the Yetzahara, begging Hashem to help them become religious or more religious, oz bevadai yo'oire rachmav Yisborach, that person will definitely succeed in arousing Hashem's kindness. V'inotzel milipoil bechelkoi shel Esav, and that person will be saved from falling into the path of Esav. V'yizke lehiskare v'lov yisporach be'emes, and the person will be zeicha to really come close to Hashem. V'lichlol bo yisporach, and to become part of Hashem. Al yedei hadmois digdusha daika, through these holy tears, the tears of kedusha, the opposite of the tears of Esav. Because as we explained earlier, when a person cries for the right reasons, that's how they connect the world, the creation, achar abriya, to koidam abriya, to before the world, to Hashem. V'zeo b'chinas kimas chatzois. And this is also the tremendous importance of getting up at midnight. Shetzrichin lokum b'chatzois laila, whereby a Jew who really cares about themselves and they care about Hashem and they care about the Jewish people, that person has to try their best to get up at midnight. V'livkois al churban beis hamikdosh, and to cry over the destruction of the beis hamikdosh, the holy temple. Hainu livkois al chatov val gashmiusoi shema'akev binyan beis hamikdosh. What does that mean exactly? It means to cry over our sins and our materialistic desires, which are blocking the beis hamikdosh from being rebuilt. Shenechshav al yidei zeh kilu echrivoi, and by us delaying the rebuilding of the beis hamikdosh, it's considered exactly as if we destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh. K'may Sham Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara says, Ki ha-hashgocho hu b'chinas oyer ho'inayim kanal. Because the supervision, the direct supervision of Hashem, the Hashgacha, represents the light of the eyes. Shehu b'chinas oyer yoim, which is like the light of day. B'chinas chesed, kindness. V'hastoras ha-hashgacha. And when Hashem seems not to be looking at us, when Hashem is not watching us closely, b'chinas ha-teva, and He seems to allow things to be going in autopilot, which is teva, nature, b'chinas achar ha-bria, which is referred to as after creation, sheshom achizas ha-sheker v'admois. That's where falseness comes into the picture, and that's where tears comes into the picture, which are associated with sheker, as we learned earlier. Hu b'chinas choshech, that's associated with darkness, b'chinas laila, night. V'Yisrael mechabrin v'choylalin midas laila bayoim. And the Jewish people attach and plug in the night to the day by getting up in the middle of the night and staying up from midnight to the day, connecting the night and the day. Ki koylalin achar abriya b'koydam abriya. Because we connect after creation with before creation. And that's why we need to get up at midnight to cry over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And by getting up in the middle of the night, we're breaking the darkness. We're breaking the night. Shehu b'chinas achar habriya, which represents after creation. Shemishom achiz asoakum. That's where the other nations draw their power from. V'anu mishabrim u'mevatlin achizosum al-yedei kimas chatzos laila. And we break their connection to their source by us getting up at night. V'oz boichen al-churban beis hamikdash. And then we cry about how sorry we feel that we don't have a beis hamikdash. Sha'idei zeh oiskim bibinyonoi. And by doing that, we're involved in building the new beis hamikdash. Ki kol hamesabel al Yerushalayim zoiche veroye b'simchoso kanal. Because the Gemara says a person who mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim sees its joy and happiness, meaning he's involved in rebuilding it. V'al yidei zeh yikolel laila bayoim. And through this he attaches the night to the day. Achar abriya b'koydum abriya. Ki ikar hizgalus ha-hashgocho hu bebeis hamikdosh. Because the place where there was the greatest revelation of Hashgacha Proti was in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, you had miracles taking place on a constant basis. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. And this is tied into the holiday of Chanukah, which we mentioned earlier. Shehu Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdosh. Chanukah means renewal. The Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdosh. Sheoz Mamshichin Oyer HaHashgocho Al Yedei Neirois Chanukah. On the holiday of Chanukah, by us lighting the Chanukah candles, we draw the light of Hashgocha upon us. Shezehu Iker Kedushas HaBeis HaMikdosh. That's really the essence of the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash. It's all about the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was a place where Hashem's presence could be felt and could be seen more than anywhere else in the world. Sheshom Meira Hashgachosoi. And the Beis Hamikdash is where Hashem's Hashgacha shines most brightly. Shezeo Bechinas Neiras HaMenorah Shebeis Hamikdash. That's what the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was all about. Shehein b'chinas hamshochas oyer ha-hashgocha. It's all about drawing this light of Hashem's hashgocha upon us. Shayidei zeh nichlal ha-koil b'yechot kanal. Which allows everything in this materialistic world to plug into the oneness of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas el mul penei ha-menoira yoiru shivas ha-neirois. And this is what the pasuk means when it says that the seven candles of the menorah should shine towards the center of the menorah. Ki kol hashivas haneirois tzrichen lichloel bi'echod. Because all seven candles have to plug into the oneness of Hashem. Ki al yidei ha-hashgocha shebichinas oyer haneirois shebeis hamikdash Nichlal hakoil b'yechod. Because by through the hashgacha of Hashem, which is represented by those neiros in the Beis HaMikdash, through that, everything in this world plugs into one, the oneness of Hashem. V'chein kosav Rabbeinu Zal b'mayimar v'ahimi keitz, and we find Rabbeinu Zal says this also in chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran, Shechanaka hu b'chinas Chanukah sabeis HaMikdash, that the holiday of Chanukah that we celebrate corresponds to the initiation of the Beis HaMikdash, b'chinas tikun chet hamaraglim, which was the tikun for the sin of the maraglim, shegormu churban Beis HaMikdash, they caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ayin shom hoinyan, look over there in chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran, val pianal mevoror gam kein heitev inyan zeh, and based on what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, it adds more light to what we're learning about over here. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the topic that this halacha is based on, the topic of shlichus. V'zehu sham rabbi zeinu zal b'gemara, and this is why our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, shlichus min olan. Where do we learn out from where in the written Torah do we see this concept of making a shliach, appointing an agent to do a mitzvah on your behalf? V'lamdu mikorban pesach u'mitruma. And the Gemara learns it out from two places, from Korban Pesach and also from the mitzvah of Truma, where in both of those places in the Torah, we see from the words in the Torah that the Torah implies that you can designate a shliach to do something for you. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, V'shochatu oisoi kol kahal Yisrael, the entire Jewish nation should shecht the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, is that true? The Gemara says, no way. The Gemara says, from here we learn out that shluchoi shaladam kemoisoi, that if 10 people or 20 people get together for one lamb and they designate one person to shecht it, it's considered as if everybody shechted it. This is one of the examples from where we learn out shluchoi shaladam kemoisoi. V'chein lamdu mitruma, and also from the mitzvah of truma, shehashliach tzorech lihiois ben bris. There the Gemara learns out that you can only appoint a Jew, a person who has a bris milah, to be your shliach for doing a mitzvah. Ayin shom, look over there in the Gemara, where the Gemara learns it out from Psukim. Ki b'yitzias Mitzrayim nizgala hashgachos v'yasporach l'chol boi oylam al yedei ho'oysois v'amoyfsim ha'iroim asher osa Hashem imonu le'inenu. Because when we left Egypt, that's when the Hashgacha of Hashem was really revealed to the whole world through the great awesome miracles that Hashem did on our behalf in front of the eyes of all the Goyim. Just like it says, Shomu Amim Yergozun Chiloch Az Yoshev Peleshes, that all the nations of the world were filled with fear. Validei Hiskalus HaHashgacha Nichlal Achar Abriya B'Koydam Abriya. And through this revelation of the Hashgacha of Hashem, that's what connects the world to before creation. Shezeo b'chinas hashlichus, which we learned earlier, that's this whole concept of the shlichus, where Hashem made the world to be his shliach. B'chinas shluchai shalodom kemoisoi. V'alkein lomdu mi Pesach, and that's why the Gemara derives the law of shlichus from Korban Pesach, shu b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim, which took place when the Jews left Egypt. Kidin hashlichus nimshach mebechinazu, because the whole concept of shlichus comes from this mebechinas klolius habriya biechod. It's all about the whole world plugging into Hashem. Shenizgale bePesach beis yitzias Mitzrayim kanal, which was revealed especially on the holiday of Pesach when the Jews left Egypt. V'alkein hoyo yitzias Mitzrayim b'chatzos halayla, and this will also explain why the Jews left Egypt specifically at midnight. Ki oz nichlal layla b'yoyim, because that's where night and day meet. The end of night is midnight, and from midnight on is the beginning of the new day. That's the beginning of the new day of Avodas Hashem. Those Jews, those tzaddikim, will get up at Chatzos, they wash negel vaser, they say brachas, they say birchas haTorah. This is the beginning of the new day. So midnight is where night and day meet. Bechinas lailo kayoim yoyer. As the pasuk says, there'll come a time when the night will shine brightly like day. Ki isa, because it's brought, she'oiso halailo, that the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, hoiso me'ira mo'id kamoi bayoim. The sky was lit up just like in middle of the day. Ki nichlal lailo bayoim. Because again, at Yetzias Mitzrayim, through the revelation of this Hashgacha of Hashem, by the miracles that took place there, that's what makes, plugs night into day. Achar Abriya into Koidum Abriya. The Sheker to become bottle to the Emes. V'alkein mitzvahs kiddush ha-chodesh hu mitzvah rishoyna shenetzav Yisrael beis Yetzias Mitzrayim. This will also explain why the first mitzvah that the Jewish nation was given officially upon leaving Egypt was Kiddush HaChodesh, to sanctify the new moon. V'shom b'parsha zois nizkar yitzias Mitzrayim b'chatzos halayla. And in the portion of the Torah that deals with Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh hazeh lochem, in that portion, it mentions, speaks about the Jews leaving Egypt at midnight. Ki hakol bechino achas, because it's all one concept spiritually. Ki kiddush hachodesh hu lamalois pegimas halavona, because the reason for kiddush hachodesh is to try to fill in and to correct the defect in the moon. Bechinas v'hoyo or lavona korachama, so that the moon, the light of the moon, will be restored and become equal to the light of the sun. Shezeo bechinas klolius laila b'yoyim. That's the concept of night plugging into day, becoming like day. Klolius achar abriya b'koydum abriya. Shezeo bechinas kimas chatzos laila. And that's also the concept of getting up at midnight. L'shaber halaila. A person who gets up at midnight shows that the night isn't going to keep me down. This is not night. I'm going to turn night into day. At night, you sleep. By getting up at midnight, the person's converting night to day. L'shaber halayla, to break the night. L'cholol bayon, and plug it into day. Shezeo b'chinas yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what leaving Egypt was also all about. Vezeo b'chinas truma. Now Rav Nosson goes back to what he mentioned earlier, that we see that the Gemara also learns the mitzvah of shlichus, that it only applies to a Jew. The Gemara learns it out from the mitzvah of truma. Shemishom lamdu gam kein din shlichus. Ki truma shehu bechinas tztoka, hi bechinas einayim. Because truma, which is a form of charity, giving part of your grain to the Kohanim, to support the Kohanim, that's a form of tzedakah, and that's also associated with the eyes. K'mayisham Rabbi Senuza le'inyin truma, as the Gemara says, regarding how much should a person give, what percentage of their crops should they give for truma? So the Gemara says, ayin yofe echad mi'arboim. A Jew who has a good eye will give 1 from 40. A Jew who has a bad eye gives 1 from 60. And a Jew who has a medium eye gives 1 from 50. Truma, trei mea, 2 from 100, which is 1 from 50. But look at the wording in the Gemara. Good eye, bad eye, medium eye. That's how the Gemara defines truma. The mitzvah of truma, giving charity. It's a concept, that's where we see the good eye or the bad eye of the person. Ki ikar hatzdoko hu ho'emuna. Because the whole essence of tzedakah is that it's a display of faith. The person shows he believes in the Hashgacha of Hashem, that Hashem is the one who gave me this money, and he gave it to me, and he made me aware of certain poor people who need help so that I could be the one to help them. And Hashem provides for the poor person so that he shouldn't be lacking in anything. Ki biglal hadovar hazeh yivorcho Hashem. As the Torah says, that as a reward for this mitzvah of giving tzedakah, looking out for the poor people, helping them, Hashem will bless you. And as we find in another pasuk, it says, Vehem in Bashem, he believed in Hashem, Vayachsheve Eloi tzedakah, and Hashem considered it tzedakah. So we see that tzedakah is synonymous with emunah. V'alkein, al yidei hatruma tzedakah, mamshichin eini hashgachosi aleinu. And therefore, by a person giving truma, giving tzedakah, through that he draws the eyes of Hashem's hashgach upon him. Shaydeze nichlal achra briya b'koydim abriya, which is what helps plug the world into before creation. Shezeo b'china shlichus, which we learned earlier, that's the whole concept of shlichus. That the shliach that a person appoints is just like him. The world which Hashem created, and he gave the world a mission. The world is a shliach of Hashem. Every one of us is a shliach. We have the ability to be kamoisoi, to plug back into Hashem. V'dafka kishu ben bris. But the Gemara learns out, it's only a Jew. Only a Jew has a bris milah. Shehu yochoy lichlo kol abriya biyechod. He has the ability to plug the whole world into Hashem, into koydam abriya. V'zeh shenoyegin laharbois bitztoka b'chanaka. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says that Chanukah is one of the special times of a year that a person, that the poor people go around collecting, they have all kinds of charity campaigns, and that's a special time to give tzedakah. Kedei lahamshich oyer ha-hashgacha al yedei tzedakah. Because by our action of giving tzedakah, we draw the light of hashgacha upon us, sheze ikar b'chinas ner Chanukah, which is what the Chanukah candles are all about. That light of the Chanukah candles is the light of Hashem's eyes looking at us. That strong hashgacha, which is what makes a strong connection to Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go more into really clarifying some questions about the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'zehu sham rabbi seinu zal, and this will also explain what the Gemara says, kol hamalim ayin min hatzedakah. Any person who closes his eyes to giving tzedakah, he makes like he doesn't see. When there are poor people, or people who are suffering, or struggling, whatever, he makes like he doesn't know about it. But the wording in the Gemara is he closes his eye, malim ayin. Ke'ilu oivei davoy dezorah. It's as if he's worshipping idols. Rav Nosson Zal says, malim ayin daika. Look at the wording in the Gemara. Closes his eye. Ki ikar hatzdokah hu bechina seinayim. Because that's what tzedakah is all about. Tzedakah is all about the eyes. Lahamshich einei hashgachosi oleinu. The mitzvah tzedakah helps us draw the eyes of Hashem upon us. That Hashem should look at us more carefully and care more about us. As it says in the Chumash, when it speaks about the gifts that the Jews give to the poor people, it says that as a result of our giving these gifts, what do we say? What do we want? Hashkifa mimoin kod shecham in Hashemayim. Hashem, look down upon us from your domain in heaven. Look down upon us. Uvorech esamcha Yisrael, and bless your nation, the Jewish people. So we see that's what giving tzedakah is about. It's about drawing the hashgacha of Hashem upon us, which should bring us bracha. Ki ikar hoanius nimshach mipigimas halavona. Because the whole concept of poverty and poor people comes from the defectiveness of the moon. Shehu b'chinas choshech, which is darkness. B'chinas v'techeno einov meirois. As it says by Yitzchak Avinu, that his eyes became weak from being able to see. Shehu b'chinas miut v'hastoras hashgacha. That's the whole concept of Hashem's hashgacha being hidden or lessened, make smaller. Kikol haparnosa v'ho ashirus Ubechina Seinayim. Because the whole concept of Hashem giving a Jew parnasa, a livelihood, or wealth, is associated with the eyes. Kamaisha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 5, Uma kishroin lebaolov, kiim ru'usenov. And of what value is it to the one who has it, other than the look of the eye? And there it's talking about wealth. That pasuk is about a person acquiring all kinds of wealth, that it's associated with the look of the eye, v'ashgoch of Hashem. Ukomei shekosov, and as the other pasuk says in Ashrei, Einei choel eilecho yisaberu, all eyes are turned to you, Hashem. All eyes are looking to you and hoping to you. V'ato noisein lehem esochlon b'itoi. And you, Hashem, provide them with what they need at the right time. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a seeming contradiction. There are some places in the Torah where it seems to imply that parnasa and wealth come from the left side. And there's other places where it seems to imply that parnasa comes from the highest place in heaven, where there is no left. There's only right. There's only oneness. So which is it? Rav Nosson Zal can explain this very clearly now. Ki ho ashirus nimshach mebechinas smoil. We know that wealth comes from the left side. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 3, bismoila oishev v'chavoid. On the left side is wealth and honor. Usmoil zehu bechinas achar abriya kemevura toyonal. And the left side represents after creation. It's only when there was only Hashem before creation, there was no left. There was no right either, but there was certainly no left. It's only after creation that there became a concept of right and left. And so long as the left does not become part of the right, as long as they don't become unified, dahainu she'ein nichlal kvolius habriya shubchinas smoil, bekoidem habriya shubchinas koilo yamina, which means that the world that Hashem created, which is left, does not plug into before creation when there was only right. Oz bevadai yevsher lekabel shefa uparnosa. It's impossible for us to be able to receive any shefa, any sustenance, or any parnosa. Me'achar she'rechoikim mi'ashoyresh. Since we're cut off, we're far from the source. Asher hu mechayes kulam. The source is Hashem Echad, which is what gives life to everything. So if the left, if the Achar Abriya is not plugged into Koidem Abriya, then the world is not receiving Shefa, it's not receiving Parnosa. Vafilu me'at ha-shefa she'yoyreid behelam u'bahastora gedoyla al yidei hastoras hashgachosai besoich ha-teva. And even the little bit of shefa that does come down to the world, hiddenly, where we don't see clearly that it's coming from Hashem, but rather it's hidden within the teva. Natural, it rains in the winter and the crops grow and you have food and they sell it and they make money. Gamze hamaat mekablim horoiv ho'akum v'orishoim. That little bit of parnasa that's generated in the world naturally through teva, the fact is the majority of that goes to the goyim, to non-Jews, and to rishoim, people who are not necessarily tzaddikim. Sheyinikosom mibchinas achar abriya. They draw, their power comes from achar abriya, which is teva. Asher zeh chelkom asher bocharu boy, that's the portion that they've chosen. V'Yisroel haksherim, whereas the real religious Jews, shehim b'chinas hashgocha, they represent hashgocha, they're the ones who are really trying to believe in Hashem and hashgocha proti, parnososom me'uta moid. Unfortunately, the vast majority of them struggle. They have very little parnosa. V'alkein ikar hamshochas hashefa l'Yisroel hukishes smoil nichlal b'yamin. And therefore, The only real way that the Jewish people can receive their full portion of Parnassa is when the left joins the right, when the left becomes part of the right. Which means, Hainu kishanu zoichen lizgaber be'emuna sashgocha. When we who are in this world, we who are living in Achara Bria, believe 100% in Hashgacha, Shehakoil Meito Yisborach Levad, that everything is only under the supervision of Hashem, Vein Shum Derech HaTeva Boilam Klal, and there's no such thing as Teva. Hashem really controls everything that's going on. Vaydeze Onu Zoichin Lahamshich Eini Hashgachosi Aleinu. Through that, we're zoicha to draw the eyes of Hashem's Hashgacha upon us. And that allows us to plug the world, the creation, into before creation. Which is the concept of plugging the left into the right. And then Hashem turns on the faucet. Then Hashem gives shefa and life to the world. Shehu b'chinas parnosa v'ashirus, which comes in the form of people having parnosa and even wealth. V'alkein be'emes koshin mezaynoiso shalodom kekriyas yamsuf. And this will also explain what the Gemara says in Pesachim, page 118, that the parnosa of a Jew is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. Ki be'emes koydem abriya hu bechinas koylo yemina v'leis smoil v'leis oisha tamon. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. When we talk about before creation, before Hashem created the world, when there was only Hashem, then there was only right. There was no concept of right and left. It's referred to as koylo yemina, only right. V'leis smoil, there was no left. V'leis oisha tamon, and there was no wealth. Because wealth comes from the left side. Bismoila oisha v'chavoyin. K'may shekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh. As the Zoyer HaKadosh says, koy demabriya koy lo echad. That before Hashem created the world, there was only one. Ve'ein shayach shom shefa v'chiyas v'ashirus. And when there's only Hashem, there's no concept of shefa or wealth or life. Ki kishe'ein briya, ein shayach shefa v'chiyus. Because again, when there's no creation, there's no concept of giving life or giving sustenance to who? To what? To Hashem? Hashem gives to himself? V'alkein ikaruhu ashirus bismoil. This is why we find in the Gemara and many other places that wealth is associated with the left side. Ki smoil hu bechinas achra bria. Because the left side represents after Hashem already created the world. Sheshom tzrichen shefa v'chiyas. Once Hashem created a world, he's got to give the world sustenance. He's got to provide shefa and chiyas. Shehu b'chinas ashirus u'parnosa. And one form of that is wealth and parnosa. Avol b'chinas achra bria levad, bevadai ein shom parnosa v'chiyas. But if we look at the world as an independent thing, if we look at the world that Hashem created as something apart from Hashem, independent, it can't provide parnasa or wealth. Who? What? Ki ho'oysher v'akovoid milefonov yisporach. Because the Torah tells us that wealth and honor comes from Hashem. V'hu mechayes kulam. Hashem is the one who injects life into everything. V'mchas v'shom yafsik hashpoas chiyusa afilo rega kala. And if Hashem would stop the flow of life and shefa to the world even for 1 second, yuchsar ho'ilam l'toyev avoyu, the world would go back to nothingness. V'alkein, so therefore, ikar hashefa hu, kisheti kolel smoil biyamin. When is shefa flowing? When there's a left side, but the left is plugged into the right. Achar Abriya Bekoidem Abriya, when the world is plugged into Hashem, before creation. She'oz Hashem Yisborach Mashpia HaShefa Mishoyrish Elyon, then Hashem gives Shefa from the highest, highest source, Shehu Bechinas Yemin, which is the right side. When we talk about Mazla, we've mentioned in the past, that Bonei Chayei Umezoina, Lav B'Schus Italia L'Bemazla, that children, life, and Parnasa are not dependent on merit, but rather they come from Mazla. And we mentioned Mazla represents the highest, highest super chesed, a place of tremendous chesed, where there's no left, no concept of a left. It's like the keser. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, so therefore, it's only when the left plugs into the right, after creation plugs into before creation, then Hashem sends Shefa from the highest place, where there it's all right. There is no left. Ki ikar shoyresh ho'elyon shel ha'shefa hu miyamin. Because the real source of Shefa, from where Shefa originates, is from the right. It's a pasuk. Hashem provides food for everybody because his kindness is eternal. So we see that lechem is coming from chesed, from the right side. The chesed hu yamin. So then, hold on, make up your mind. What's going on here? 1 minute you say it's coming from the left, 1 minute it's coming from the right. The right is high. Well, how does this work? Rav Nosson Zal explains exactly now how it works. It originates from a very, very high place where there is no left. It's called only right. But in that high place, it doesn't take on any physical form because there ain't nothing physical up there. There's no gashmias up there. There's no mamoshes. It's there. It's kulay ruchni. So that's where the shefa originates from. It originates from a place that's only right, but it's kulay ruchni. Sheshom b'shoroshoy ho'elyoin b'b'chinas koidem abriya shom ha'shefa dak v'zach u'metzuchzach. There, in its original source, which is before creation, there the shefa is so fine and it's such a high level light ad she'ein shayach likroisay shom b'shem shefa v'ashirus, that we can't even use the word shefa. We can't use the word ashirus because we're talking about a level of light that has no shape or form. It's something that can't be put into any words just about. That's where the shefa originates from. Rakisha achar habriya, bechina smoil, mikabela zehoir. However, now that Hashem went ahead and created a world, when the world receives that light, how? Al yidei ha'ashkocha, by Hashem looking at the world. When Hashem is looking at the world, He's beaming that light, that incredible high light, He's beaming it and shrinking it, and shrinking it and re-shrinking it. Shaydei zeh nichlal achar abriya b'koidem abriya. That's one of the ways that the world plugs into before creation. Oz nitztayeres ha'shefa. Then the shefa starts taking shape and form. V'nikreis b'shem ashirus. And then it can be referred to as wealth. V'alkein, ikar hu ashirus mismoil. And that's why when we talk about wealth, we usually associate it with the left side. Because again, even though it originates in a place that's all right, over there, you can't call it wealth. It's not gashmius at all. It's something that's kulay ruchni. You can't even call it shefa. It's above the word shefa completely. It's a super high level light. It's only when that light is sent down to the world through the hashgach of Hashem, by Hashem looking at the world, that Hashem sends that light down. And down here on earth, it starts via that, which is achar abri, is the smoil, is the left side. That's where this light starts taking on a shape and form of parnosa, of ashirus and things like that. V'alkein, ikar hu ashirus mismoil. And that's why we find in many places in the Torah that the main wealth comes from the left side. The Gemara says, haroitze lahashir yatzbin. If a person wants to be wealthy, he should face north. When he's davening Shmon Esrei, he faces towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards east. But if he wants Chachma, he faces to the right. If he wants Ashirus, he faces to the left. Left. Sofoin is the left side. Vezehu she'isa b'zoyra kodosh. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Shomayim heim miyamin usmoil. That the word Shomayim, heaven, represents left and right, Eish and Mayim. Kimavur b'parshas Truma, as is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Truma. Maya inon liyamina, water is on the right side, and Eish, fire, is on the left side. Hainu kanal. This fits in with what we're learning over here. That again, the Shefa Hashkifa Min HaShomayim. We ask Hashem to look down at us from Shomayim and bless us and Bracha. Because again, the Bracha can only come when right and left are united. When Koidam Abriya and Achar Abriya are united. How? Through the Hashgach of Hashem. By being able to believe in and draw upon ourselves the Hashgach of Hashem. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us shepamachas loyhoyu motor, that there was once a time when the Jews in Eretz Yisrael were suffering from a major lack of rain. Ubo l'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they came to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and to ask him to please daven for rain. V'omar, and he explained to them shetzrichin liyached kutshebrichu ushechinte bebchinas apin biapin, that in order to generate rain, in order for there to be a flow of shefa, we have to bring about a union of kutshebrichu and the shechina face to face. Because when we do sins, chasrom, when we do bad things, we cause Hashem and the shechina to turn their backs on each other. Where even if they're united, it's called ochar ba'ochar, back to back. And when they're back to back, there cannot be any union. No union, no shefa. In order to bring about shefa, we have to turn around. We have to cause Hashem and the Shechina to turn around and face each other, just like the kruvim on the oroin in the Mishkan, face each other and unite, and that'll be moiled shefa. That can be moiled rain. Ki yichud kutshebarichu, because the union of Hashem and the Shechina is referred to as face to face. Zeu bechinas klolius achrabriya bekoidem abriya. That's the concept of connecting before creation with after creation. And now Rav Nosson Zal does an incredible favor for us. He's going to explain what the word Shechina means. When we talk about Hashem and the Shechina, what is that? Are they two different things? Ma korepo? Rav Nosson says, ki da, you should know, klal zeh, you should know this rule, shashem yisporach biatzmoy kaviyochol nikro kutshebrichu, that when we talk about Hashem himself, just Hashem, Hashem alone, that's called kutshebrichu. V'hamshochas chiyusoy, when we talk about Hashem drawing his life from himself into something else, into the world, into something else, mashemechaye es kol hoilomois, the aspect of Hashem that's giving life to all the worlds, zehu bechinas shechina. That's called shechina. Shechina is the connection of Hashem to all the worlds. So when we talk about Yichud Kutshebrichu Shechintei, Kutshebrichu refers to that aspect of Hashem that's by itself, nothing to do, total by itself. The term Shechina refers to the aspect of Hashem that's involved in the worlds and everything in them. Ube'emes, but in reality, they're not two different things. Ube'emes, kuloi chad. In reality, it's really all one. Ki Hashem echod u'shmo echod, because Hashem and His name are one. Hashem and the Shechina are one. Ki chiyusoy dovuk bo yisporach bi'achdus gomor, because this energy that we're calling Shechina, this energy that's feeding all the worlds, where's it coming from, buddy? It's coming from Hashem Himself. So it's still part of Hashem. Rak Sheshem Yisborach, and it's attached to Hashem ba'achdus gomor. It is 100% one with Hashem. Rak Sheshem Yisborach nosan bechir olodon. It's just that Hashem set things up in such a way that there should be bechira, there should be free choice. V'nosan mokoim litois. And Hashem created an opportunity for people to make a mistake. Kidei sheyeh bechira, so that there should be free choice. At sheyesh koifrim vapikursim she'eino ma'amina bashkachosoi. To the point where there are atheists and people who deny Hashem who do not believe that everything in the world is under the supervision of Hashem and everything in the world is drawing its life and its energy from Hashem. V'alkein heim oisim pirud bein kutsha b'richu shchintei. And these people, by not believing that everything, all the energy, all the life of this world, which is called Shechina, draws from Kutsha Berichu, draws from Hashem, by them not believing that, they're causing a separation, a break between Hashem and the Shechina, Chas v'Shalom. Hainu bein koidam abriya v'achar abriya. A separation between before creation and after creation. Shehem klolius kol ha'olamos, which when we talk about Achar Abriya, that refers to all the worlds, Asher Hu Yisborach Mechaya Eskulam, Al Yedei Shechina Suzoi Kana, which Hashem gives life to and energy to through His Shechina. Now Rav Nosson Zalei adds, so now you understand it, right? Wrong. Ube'emes, the truth is, Efsher lohovin dovor zeh, it is impossible for a human being to really understand this. Eich Hashem Yisborach shehu meroimam al kol, how Hashem, who is above everything, manhig umechaya esoilam agashmi azeh, is involved in every detail, every screw, every flower, every bumblebee in this world. It's impossible to be able to make sense out of that, to really be able to understand that. Rakoikar hu emuna levad. But rather the main thing is simple faith. She'onu ma'aminim, she'hu yisporach mashgiach b'hashkocha protius al kol davar she'boilam. We believe that Hashem supervises in detail every single thing going on in this world. V'yoshei v'zon u'mefarneis me'karnei re'emim ad beit zekinim. And Hashem supplies energy and life from the horns of rams to the eggs of lice. From the biggest thing from the toughest thing to the smallest thing. From top to bottom, everything. Kisoid klolius abriya bekoidem abriya, efsher lahasig bedas kiim beemunu lavan. Because the whole concept of how the world is connected to what was before creation is something that a human being can't understand. The human mind is not equipped to be able to understand that kiim beemunu lavan. The only way to deal with it is, I believe. I believe that at one point there was no world, there was only Hashem, wall-to-wall Hashem, and at some point Hashem decided to create a world, and that's the world that we're in, and all these other worlds and everything, and the only thing that keeps the world going is its connection to Hashem. If chas v'shalom, we ever lost out, if we lose our connection to Hashem, we're dead, we're finished. And this will help us understand the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says that there were three things that Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu to do, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it. Shehem Maisa Menorah. The first one was how to make the menorah, which is this week's Parsha. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat. Parshas Tetzaveh, which begins speaking about the oil, the special pure oil that was used for the menorah. V'kiddush HaChodesh, the second one was exactly how to know exactly when to sanctify the new moon. And the third thing is shkolim, the mitzvah of machtzis hashekel. These were three things that the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it, and Hashem had to mamish show it to him. Hashem had to show him a video. Just explaining to him didn't work. Hashem had to show him the picture of exactly how the menorah worked. And in fact, Hashem made the menorah. Hashem said, you know what, forget it. Just take the gold and throw it into the fire. And Moshe Rabbeinu threw it into the fire, and out came a finished menorah with all the bells and whistles. And so too with Kiddush HaChodesh, Hashem had to show him diagrams of exactly how it should look in when you can be Mekadosh the new moon. And so too the Machtzis HaShekel. The simonim, and a way to remember these three is Moshe, the word Moshe. The Mem stands for menorah, the Shin stands for shekel, and the He stands for HaChodesh. That these were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. As the Zohar Kodesh says, Ki kol elu heim bechinas klol yisabriya bekoidam abriya al yedei bechira asodom. Because all three of these things represent plugging after creation into before creation through a human being's free choice. Shemate daitoi lahamin bashkachosoi, where a person forces himself, he pushes his brain to believe in Hashgacha Proti. V'al kein Moshe niskashe bohem, and it's for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding these things, ki iefsher lahavinon bedas enoishi klal, because it is impossible for normal human intelligence to be able to understand the connection between before creation and after creation, imloi sheu bebchinas Moshe. Unless a person's on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'gamhu niskashe bohem. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself had difficulty understanding this. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining these three things. We'll hold it over here for now.